Now, there they are. 24 new muffins. Lead muffins. All out of old junk wheel weights. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, check that out. They're just sitting there. They're the perfect size. Just freshly cast. The perfect size for dropping into a Lee Pro 4 20-pound pot. Probably also might fit in the production pot as well, the 10-pounder. I just don't have one of those, so I haven't tried it yet. It should also fit very nicely into your RCBS or Lyman downpour pots. They're a good size for that, for those of you who have those models of electric casting furnace. This is what it's all about, folks. Turning old wheel weights into something useful. This is just step one. I've just made the ingots. And by the way, those muffin pans, $4 or $5 at Walmart or Kmart. You don't have to spend a lot of money. Very inexpensive to do. Here, I'll get a close-up here. Regular muffin pans. Same kind that you ate, well, muffins out of before. Oops, a little splash. Oh, well, that's going to happen. Fortunately, you can toss that back in the pot. Oh, yeah, well, that one's just slightly low. That's okay, though. It'll still fit beautifully into a pot. All the rest of them are of the proper size. Oh, yeah, a little splash. Again, it happens. No big deal. It doesn't hurt a thing. And, of course, there's my can of metal clips from the wheel weights themselves. Out of 50 pounds of wheel weights, you probably get about 10 pounds of waste material, like these steel clips and any lead or zinc weights that you might have to scoop. I mean, excuse me, not leader, any iron, steel, or zinc weights that you might have to scoop out of the lead. Those always float to the top, so, as you saw before, so it's no big deal. Just scoop them out. That's also, by the way, why we keep our metal temperature to below 675 degrees whenever possible. It's so that you don't melt any zinc in there. Zinc will ruin your surface temperature. You don't want that in there. Your bullet molds will have a great deal of difficulty filling out. So we want to get all the zinc out of there too. So that's why we keep it about 600 degrees. And there is a nice empty Dutch oven. Look at that. Nothing in there. So now all we got to do is fill it with some more wheel weights. You see the flame still going. And keep stepping. And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Let's do it. Oh, wait. I forgot a box. Hang on. I'll be right back. Ah, that's better. More wheel weights. Let's pour some in, shall we? Don't be afraid to fill this pot up. That's the point. Now, let's crank up this furnace. Excuse me, the propane. Yeah. Now that's what I'm talking about. And give it about 15 minutes, and that'll melt down. All the clips, the steel clips, will float to the top, as will any iron or zinc wheel weights that may be in there. Oh, gee, you know, we probably want to put our thermometer back in there, too, so that we have an idea of the temperature. That is a very important step. Come on, get in there. Get along, little thermometer, get along. Okay, thermometer's back in there. And you see it. It's a little dark. There. You can see it's way down. That's not over 1,000 degrees. It's less than 100. Give it about 15, 20 minutes, and that will melt too. And we'll go back at this again. We'll give you one more clip, and that ought to teach you how to do it. See you in a few minutes.
San Francisco liberal. With a gun.